Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Afternoon.
Good afternoon.
And evening.
Good evening.
I think I have an echo.
She has an echo.
It's a very sexy echo.
Yeah, well, that's because I have a head thing.
He's got a cold today. Welcome to the show. I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia.
And
the sexy sounding one.
The theme is ordinary things. You know, ordinary thing we take for granted is the ability to breathe.
But when your nose gets clogged up, it's not an ordinary thing anymore.
Yeah, or being healthy, being able to just step out and do the things you used to do. I was recently at my parents' home in Oregon, and my mom has macular degeneration, which means the sight goes away in the middle and works its way out. And, you know, she loves to cook. And I realized what a challenge it is for her now just to see how the oven is set.
Right.
And that she almost has to guess and count up each time she pushes and hopes that it's correct. So,
yes.
You know, I clearly take for granted my ability to see. So today we're just going to look at the things that are ordinary, that are really, really quite spectacular.
Well, nothing's ordinary. Not if you're really here. When you're really here, everything is unique. Every moment is new. What it requires, though, is you're getting into current time, which for most people is pretty difficult because we're so intelligent. You know, we think about everything. And every time you think about something, it pulls you out of the current moment of your life.
Well, actually, it happened to me this morning. And I'm not saying it's a bad thing. It's a normal thing. Shai came up and he asked me a question while I was working on something on the computer. So I was actually in the midst of a thought process. So I wasn't really hearing him when he said, "Are you listening?" And I could turn my attention to him and I could recall what he had just said. But if he had not asked me that question, I certainly wouldn't have really registered or remembered what he said.
Well, you know, when somebody doesn't really listen to you, it feels different.
Mm-hmm.
When somebody really listens to you, you feel heard, loved, taken care of, known. But when somebody is giving you lip service to listening to you, but they don't really, then you feel somehow rejected.
So,
especially if you're insecure like me. like everybody is. Everybody's insecure pretending they're secure. So listening is key, though. Listening pulls you into the current moment of your life. If you listen non-preferentially, if you listen without judgment, you know, without the right, wrong, good, bad aspect of listening, with agreeing or disagreeing to what's being said. But if you actually hear what another person's saying, it literally pulls you into current time. And that's where transformation takes place. You cannot transform in your thoughts. You can't think yourself into the moment.
Now, of course, if you're preoccupied,
then you're permanently out of the moment.
And you're not going to hear anything. So, you know, as Shai did this morning, it's a really good idea to make sure that you have somebody's attention when you're speaking with them. So I'm now purposefully getting your attention. Don't know what you're in the midst of, but see if you can really use your ears to hear sound in a way that you start to recognize sound itself is extraordinary.
It's all extraordinary
if
you're here for it. But most of us are preoccupied with doing other things. So on this show, see if you can set aside the things that you're doing to hear what's being said. Because it's so easy to get lost in something else and miss everything.
Now, mind you, we know that some of you like to listen to this during your morning commute, or you like to take it with you on a walk. We recognize that there are other things happening in your environment. But see if you can bring yourself here. I listen to a lot of audiobooks, and I find that sometimes while I'm listening to the audiobook, I actually leave the story and get consumed by my thoughts. So just if you notice yourself gone, just keep bringing yourself back today to the things that are actually happening in your life right here, right now, rather than in your thoughts.
Our approach is not psychotherapeutic. It's really about getting into current time. It's not about why you are the way you are. It's not about what your parents did or didn't do. It's really about getting to where you are, and then suddenly life becomes infinitely available to you. Possibilities become available that you never saw before.
You could consider today to be like a gymnasium of the moment, and it doesn't have to be painful or even challenging. I went to Pilates yesterday, which is a form of exercise many of you may be familiar with, and I did a half an hour of very moment-to-moment exercise after exercise, and I definitely worked out my body, but I don't have to pay for it today by having worked so hard that things are painful. And I know I really am strengthening things. So today, just be here with us and with our callers. We have people who are calling. So if you listen to them as they call in, we'll see what happens, shall we?
Yes, we shall.
Let's take our first caller. Katya, where are you calling in from?
Hi, Ariel and Shaya. I'm calling in from Hamburg, Germany.
Ah, we get to see you next week. Yippee.
Yes. Unfortunately, I'm not there. I will be with my family this time. We will see us again in Cambridge.
Okay. And, enjoy your family.
Yes, yes, I'm going to visit my family, and this is really exciting to meet my family again. I saw them last at Christmas, and we have to arrange some things which are important for my parents, and
all my brothers
will
be doing.
Pardon?
That's what you should be doing.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, and
that's important.
Yes, yeah, and now I'm happy that I can hear you this radio show, and it's really so cool what you just said, that this being here and being with you too is a gymnasium in being in the moment, and I'm so thankful for everything you taught me so far. So, like, I've been with you in Costa Rica, and I experienced you too, and as you pointed out things to me, and you know what, I cannot express myself right now, but exactly what I wanted to say, but what I experienced was what you said to me in Costa Rica. Now, from time to time, I have this aha moment, and I'm so thankful for what you shared with me. And
great.
Well, yes. What you're describing is transformation, you know, and change would be you'd go to Costa Rica with a whole list of things you think are wrong, and then you hope to cross them off your list. And in our courses, people come to see what's possible, to gain momentum, to look at having an expansive possibility in life. We say things, they make sense, but then as you go back out into the normal routine of your life, suddenly things click in and it's like, aha, this is easier. And it's not something that was wrong in the first place, but it's something that, as you say, you're very grateful to have happen. So that's
cool. Yes, and it was like I heard what you say, but then I didn't get everything, and then I said to myself, I was listening to my thoughts and told to myself, well, you should have listened better. But then several weeks later, I just had this aha moment, and I said, well, that's what I meant, and that was really I could see how I react or how I am in my life. So, and it was really so freeing, you know?
Yes.
And yeah, and that's really cool. And
I have a question for you, or we have a question for you.
Do you have a question for us?
Well, this morning on my bicycle, I was thinking of you both, and I said, well, what I'm going to ask you. And then all of a sudden I got this rush, and I thought of an evening we had yesterday here at work, and I had this hard excitement, and I was judging myself that I wasn't the way I wished to be. Like, I wanted to say something, but I didn't say it. And then I asked myself, well, I could ask Ariel and Shaya why I have this heartbeat that I haven't said this, what I wanted to say. And then all of a sudden I said, well, you have now today the chance to write an email to this person and to express what you wanted to express last night. And it was cool because all of a sudden those heartbeats and everything dissolves. And then I said to myself, well, what I'm going to ask Ariel and Shaya. So, and yeah.
Okay, so here's a couple of things that I've noticed so far in this call. First of all, I think it's great you got your own answer and you discovered you could write an email. But I'm seeing like a two sides of a coin with you, Katya. One is you were talking about how when we said something to you or yesterday when you felt that you hadn't spoken up completely in this meeting, your thought process that you listen to is hard on yourself, like you're doing something wrong. You're not noticing it like a phenomenon.
Right. You're noticing it and then judging yourself for having it.
So the three principles of instantaneous transformation is anything you see and judge and resist
persist and it grows stronger. And that's what your life becomes about.
And then the second principle is that you can only be exactly as you are in any given moment. So if we go back to that meeting of yesterday,
you could have only been the way you were in that meeting because that's the way you were in that moment in time.
So the exact number of words you said were the only words you could have said in that meeting because you did. And then the third principle is anything you see
without judging completes itself.
So in a way, that's what happened with you on the bike today. You saw that that happened. You had a question about it like it was a phenomena. And then you had a spontaneous...
Your own answer showed up.
However, I just wanted to point to or bring your awareness to how your immediate initial knee-jerk reaction is to be hard on yourself or to not approve of how you're being or to consider yourself stupid or less.
What if, Katya, everything that you do is absolutely perfect?
Yeah.
You know, you've had this mechanism of thinking that you're doing it wrong ever since you're a little girl. You're thinking about that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I remember mm-hmm. many years ago, you came to a workshop in New York City. It was a business workshop, and you were very angry with your boss because he found your work excellent, and you thought he didn't care about you because he didn't give you critical feedback, finding fault with you in your review. He said you're great. So that being said, that lets me know that in your way of thinking, you're less than perfect. And what I'm saying is you're a perfect Katya. You don't make mistakes. Everything you do is perfect.
What are you thinking about?
Oh, yeah. So, yes. What's came up in my mind that you once said this to me, and then I said, well, yes, you're right. And then, yeah, no, it's, yeah, you're right.
That, you know, that's also part of transformation. You get the realization that you're perfect in a moment, and then in the next moment you lose it, and you think there's something wrong with you. That is really, yeah, really normal. And if you notice it, again,
and don't resist it,
like a phenomenon, like, huh, look, I'm now judging myself. Huh, look, oh, yes, here I feel well. Your life becomes fluid rather than something that is
problematic.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's so fantastic with you both, with the ordinary things, like today is sunshine in Hamburg, and yesterday it was raining, so well, it's okay that it was raining, but that there's every day anew, and like you said, those little things, they more fulfill my heart than having something like material or clothes or something like that.
Well,
and
you know,
really, so, yeah,
clothes can fulfill you too.
So you don't need to make it either or.
Right. Everything can be fulfilling if you don't resist what's there. If you think it ought to be different, then nothing is fulfilling.
You know, Shia sometimes chuckles at me because when I go through a store, I like to touch the fabrics. I like to feel how they feel. You know, it's not, yeah, I understand what you're saying, Katya, about not needing to purchase things or acquire in order to be happy. But at the same time, if you have joy and pleasure in your clothes, life turns, you know, quite
delightful.
Delightful.
Hey.
Yes, thank you for pointing this out, really.
Excellent. Yeah. Thank you for calling in today. We are going to a break, but we appreciate having spoken with you, and have a great time with your family.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. And yeah, have a great time too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
We'll be back shortly, everyone, so come on back.
And don't miss being here.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com. Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Be visionary. This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Yes. I would like to do a shout out to our friends at the magazine New York Spirit. I recently wrote an article called Ordinary Things, and there's lots of really great photos that I have taken that accompany the article, and they've published it. If you're listening to this live or it's in current time, you can go to nyspirit.com, and on their homepage, you will see a link to Ordinary Things. If you're listening to it in the archive, just simply go up to their search bar and put Ordinary Things in, and you'll find the article, because I found it today both ways. And you'll get to see pictures of ordinary things, like flowers and peas in a bowl and carrots in the sun and a daisy and all sorts of things. So it's really quite lovely. And thank you, New York Spirit, for publishing it. And they have a lot of great resources. So while you're there, if you want to sign up to have it delivered to you digitally, it's really quite wonderful. We, as we mentioned, although Katya won't be joining us, we'll be in Hamburg next week doing two courses. The first is Thursday, the 30th, we're doing the Freedom to Breathe. And then over the weekend, we're doing Practical Enlightenment on Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday. It's not too late. You are more than welcome to join us. Also, something we've recently added to our schedule is
London.
Yeah, the London meetup on Friday night, April 7th.
Yeah, so if you're in England, jolly old,
and would like to join us, you can find that on our homepage at transformationmadeeasy.com.
Did we say that? We didn't say that we finished each other's sentence.
We even simulspeak.
That's true.
It's kind of like you give me a really nice bass.
Yes.
We have another caller. Let's take him, shall
Peter,
we?
Peter, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi.
Hi.
How you doing, Peter?
I'm doing great.
That's great.
I would love to hear your voice.
Thank you. I was, talk about ordinary things. I was actually listening, really listening to the commercial after Katya spoke, and I recognized the voice as my friend Rod. And I thought,
right,
wow, this is really an extraordinary thing, to know the guy who's doing the commercial and to be able to visualize him doing it. It's cool.
Well, if you listen on the next break, you'll probably hear your friend Leah.
She
does the female voice. It's very cool.
Yeah.
Excellent. So what can we do for you today?
Yes,
where are you calling from?
Oh, thanks. I'm calling from Manhattan, from New York City.
Excellent.
Yeah. It's funny about ordinary things. My partner, Michael, and I have two chihuahuas. And we very often find ourselves or have found ourselves complaining about them because someone will come to the door and they'll bark more than we would prefer. Or they will, one of them, we have two, and one of them, the younger, every Wednesday, which today happens to be, our neighbor upstairs, immediately upstairs, has somebody come and clean. And when this cleaning person runs the vacuum cleaner, our younger chihuahua, Willie, has a freak out. He tries to, he shivers and shakes and he runs into corners and just shivers. And it's distressing to see. And he does it every Wednesday. And sometimes he does it almost as if his body clock can anticipate when Wednesday is and when this person is going to start running their vacuum cleaner, because it hasn't even started. But he's already in that mode. And
right.
I'm lying on my futon right now, and Willie is relaxed, and he has his head on my leg, and it's lovely. And I really just am appreciating him in a way that I very rarely do, because he's the dog we very often complain about, particularly on Wednesdays.
That's great.
That is great. It's so funny. We want the home. We want the car. We want the kid. We want the dog. We want the cat. And then
when you get it, it's what you complain about.
There are things to complain about,
Oh, absolutely. I remember I didn't have dogs growing up, and I was out on a camping trip about maybe 20 years ago with some friends, and one of them brought his two Italian greyhounds. And we were sleeping in sleeping bags at night, and the Italian greyhounds would snuggle with us under the sleeping bags. And I had never experienced anything like this, and I thought it was so extraordinary. And now, of course, we have dogs sleeping in our bed all the time. But it's just like, oh, that thing. You know what I mean? That seems
right.
Very ordinary. It's such a sweet thing.
I love you the way you just said that, Peter. Oh, it's that thing. It's so funny how when we get so busy with a forward momentum of trying to get somewhere, we disregard where we are and it becomes, oh, that thing. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Shy is sleeping next to me. Oh, yeah. As opposed to, oh, yeah, Shy is sleeping next to me.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now,
and really,
it's funny, too. Yeah,
go ahead. No, it's fine. You go first.
That the dogs can very easily become a nuisance is too strong a word, maybe. So animals, like parents sometimes, can cramp your style, you know, or children. You know, like we can't, my partner Michael and I can't do everything that we might have been able to do before we had dogs. We chose to have dogs, but we still sometimes think, oh, you know, now where are we going to go on vacation? Can we bring them? If we're going somewhere where we can't or choose not to bring them, then we have to set something else up for them. You know, it's a responsibility.
But it's interesting how you're holding responsibility as a burden.
Yes.
It's
again, where you're selectively disagreeing with your life.
Yes.
So I mean, clearly, like you say, you get the benefit. Willie is with his leg
head on
your knee, which is quite lovely a image, and I imagine is even lovelier in reality. And yet the we have to find a place for them to stay if we are to go out of town. I also think that there are lots of people who don't want a dog full time, but might really enjoy having them short time. So you can start setting it up that they get the benefit of Willie when you are out of town, and rather than holding it as this trial that you have to accomplish.
Well, what's been extraordinary the last 3 years since Michael and I have been going to Costa Rica in January is that old friends of Michael's, a married couple who live in Seattle, have scheduled vacation time during the period we're away, and their vacation is to come to New York City, stay in our apartment, and dog sit.
Wow.
And, we'll both be going for 2 weeks this coming year, and I was a little concerned, like, what are we going to do about that second week? Because this couple usually only come for 1 week, and then anyway, it turns out that they're happy to come for 2 weeks. So it's great. It was
That's just great. So
easy, and we resolved it the day we came back from Costa Rica this year.
Well, I want to talk with you about something about that. You see, you got clear. You wanted to come to Costa Rica for 2 weeks, not because Michael was trying to get you to join him for 2 weeks, but it was your choice.
Yeah.
And then everything in your life has gotten easier since that point, because you used to fight with yourself. You saw what you wanted to do, and then you wouldn't give yourself permission to do what you wanted to do.
Right. Right.
Now you're more congruent with your life, and that makes things so much easier.
Right, and it's settled. Like, I know what I'm doing. In other words, the decision was made. It's all taken care of.
Yeah, but the other thing is this. There was a time where you were upset a lot of the time, and that's not happening anymore.
Yes.
You know, right from when you said hello on this radio show today, there's a level of calm and centeredness in you that even radiates through your voice. And
thank you.
It's lovely. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, that habitual worry has bled off.
Yeah, well, it reappears from time to time. Like tonight, I have a class, and I have it's a class in a fashion class, and I have some work to do. And you know, I really had to organize my day because I knew that I was going to be calling in on the radio show. And Michael is teaching a live master class in the afternoon, about a mile from here, and I also hope to be able to attend that. And I have so much more time to get things done when I just do the things without complaining about them or worrying about them. And I find that I can do everything that I want to do in my day.
That's great.
By the way, Peter just did a wonderful segue for transformational time and project management, which we're doing in New York City May 6th and 7th. And you're invited, but also he just gave you a real tip that you have so much time when you just do the things you have to do.
Because no two things can occupy the same space at the same time, and you can either complain to yourself about what you have to do, or you can do what you have to do. And most of us have been addicted to the complaint.
But of course, you know, Peter, one of the things you were talking about was when you came back from the week that you spent this year in Costa Rica, knowing that you wanted to go back next year for two, you wanted to expand the experience, how simple it was. When you're centered, it's so easy to go ahead and do those things that are on your plate rather than push them off because they're apparently confronting.
Right. Right.
Yeah, it's called living your life rather than thinking about it.
Yeah, it's interesting. Yeah, the work for me, it's a combination. It has been historically like a combination of complaint, but stress. Like, will I get the work done, and will it be as good as I want it to be? And that is so. It's really debilitating. I've come to notice. It not only does it slow me down, but I'm less likely to work to do my best work when I'm also worried about doing my best work, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. I mean, one thing is, something Shai spoke about earlier, that our approach is anthropological. You were born into a culture that worried and had stress as a component of everything. So you grew up with all of your successes having an overlay of stress and worry. And so this is a whole new possibility for you to discover that you can be
successful without worrying or stressing.
Yes, because, you know, like the second principle, things can only be exactly as they are. The choices I've made, those were the choices I made. Do you know what I mean? And that's so freeing.
And you're not the victim of those choices.
Right, right.
You know, I like how you're going about taking these classes because you're already a masterful person in the whole sewing realm. Your blog, in case you haven't seen Peter's blog, it's called Male Pattern Boldness, B-O-L-D, boldness. It's amazing. The things you do are amazing. And it sounds like you're approaching these classes now, at least somewhat, Peter, owning your own gravitas, meaning that you already have a body of work, you're very accomplished, so you're learning additional skill sets, but you're not necessarily coming from the point of view that you're a novice or incomplete
or inadequate.
Oh, no, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. In fact, in my sewing skills are generally the strongest in the class.
So then it's not, can I get this all done? It's just like, oh, I need to allot this amount of time to do it. You don't even have to entertain that conversation.
Right. 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 But there's, you know, I recognize also that it very easily for me turns into, it can switch into making myself better, or I'm not good enough now, I need to be better. That's the challenge for me.
But that's just an old habit, and if you notice it without judging it or trying to get rid of it, it'll go away on its own.
The other thing, there's nothing wrong with getting better at what you're doing. You can enjoy it, but you don't have to think you're inadequate where you are right now.
Because you are 100% perfect in this moment.
You know, we have a couple callers waiting, so we should go, but thank you so much for calling today.
Right.
Thank you. It's a privilege. Thank you.
Excellent.
We have two people waiting, but let's take Stephanie.
Hello. This is Stephanie calling in from Hamburg, Germany.
Welcome to the show. We have a little bit of time left in this segment, so we can start with you, but we'll probably need to speak with you mainly in the next one.
Okay.
So
I didn't understand that. I had something in my line.
Well, we have to go to a break in a few minutes, we'll start.
Can we do for you?
Before I called in, I thought I'm not satisfied with myself, but then I listened while you were talking to Peter, and suddenly everything feels good.
that's very good.
And I thought, I miss all the beautiful, ordinary little things in my life, but while I was listening, I remembered my whole day, and I had such a touching incident at work when before I left to go home, there came a lady into the office, which I don't know very well, and she said, "Stephanie, I was thinking of you this morning." And I said, "Was it good?" And she said, "Yes." And then she opened her hand, and there was a little piece of chocolate in a glittering paper, like chocolate I had when I was a little kid. And she said, "I saw this morning in the shop, and it's like from my childhood, and I had the feeling you will love it." And she gave it to me.
Is so sweet. And at that, we're going to leave us with that image. Can you come back with us after the break?
Yeah.
Excellent. We'll be back shortly, everyone. Come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at transformationmadeeasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting transformationmadeeasy.com. That's transformationmadeeasy.com.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Yes, welcome back to Being Here.
If you're in the New York City area, next Monday night we're doing a special event called Ignite Your Passion. So come and ignite your passion.
Right.
Also, as we mentioned, Costa Rica 2018 is open.
It is very close to being filled.
We have opened up extra spaces this year so that we have a little bit more room. We are fully booked with the same amount of people who showed last year. Between the people who are returning, the people who've expanded their participation, and the new people who've already registered, we will be filling spaces when we go to Germany. I'm certain of that. It happens every year around about this time. So if you want to go to our website, transformationmadeeasy.com. Look at the information, and if it's for you, register.
And if it's not for you, don't.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Right. Whatever works for you, we are behind.
Right.
Speaking of, we have listeners all over the world.
Yeah, we have listeners in the Netherlands and Brazil.
In China.
Italy, France.
Mexico.
Of course, the United States.
Sweden.
Yeah.
We have many, many more countries, but that's today's shout out. Wherever you're listening from, thank you for being a part of being here.
Yes. So we're speaking with Stephanie.
Hi, Stephanie.
I love when you talk about the special topic of the Monday Night Alive. If I would live in the New York area, if I would live in the States, I would fly into this Monday night.
Well, we saw that you're coming to Time and Project Management. How cool is that?
Right.
Yeah, because I this morning when I woke up, I didn't know that I will register. But suddenly, I was making a plan for one of my clients, which times in the year I'm not in Hamburg. And then I took your schedule, and I saw this Time and Project Management, and I had to book it. It felt so right.
Well, you know, what's really good about that course is we don't give any A, B, C priorities, how to run your life that way. It's really about discovering how to be in the moment of your life and be appropriate to your life. And then the things that need to get done, just get done rather than stressing over them and complaining to yourself that you have to do them.
Well, I love that you jumped into what you want, because I know you came to the intimacy course in March, and of course you're doing the courses in Hamburg coming up.
Yeah.
Then we get to see you.
Three times. That kind of consistency
is going to have some major momentum, I have a feeling.
Yes.
You know what, Rick, that was a very sweet moment. I booked everything, and also I got a wonderful flight. And first I thought, shall I call my husband Thomas and ask if it's okay? But I just booked it. I called him, said, Thomas, I just want to let you know I've just booked Time and Project Management for me. And he said, oh, that's so wonderful. He was so happy to hear it.
That's great.
Ah, and I love him. This is such a good feeling. He loves when I'm going for my life, and it's like he's having the same course, even if he cannot come with me.
That's great.
You know, that is one of those ordinary, extraordinary things, that the quality of love and yes between you. Many, many people haven't discovered how to have that. They keep lists and are hard on themselves and hard on each other.
We were on Christmas Island a few months ago, which is out in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. And the host of the trip that we were on said to us, there's something very unusual about you. You're so kind to each other. And most people don't realize that being kind to one another is a possibility.
Yeah.
And you're living that now, and I'm very happy for you, Stephanie, because when we met you, that wasn't a possibility.
Oh, Yeah, I could not be kind to myself, so I could not be kind with others.
That's true.
You know, it's interesting. We've been giving away here a lot in the New York area. Our book, How to Have a Match Made in Heaven. We realized we had a lot of extra copies because our distributor changed things up and they shipped them back to us from the warehouse. And we thought, well, we could either sit on them and sell them for years, which we will at some point, or we could just start sharing the wealth. And it's so lovely to see people hold the book and know that your story in there, Stephanie, of how you were originally, and the video of you too, you looked very lovely back then, but you were very hard on yourself. And that was before, long before you found Thomas and long before you have the relationship that you have now.
Yeah, I forgot about that. I am in the book, yeah. That's
yeah,
true.
But we always forget about things like that. You know, when you move on in your life, and life is wonderful, you forget those painful periods.
But I think it's so lovely that that woman came in and she had the thought about you and to share herself with you. And I think that's one of the things that makes ordinary things come alive is when we take our tensions off ourselves and we share with people. You know, you see somebody who has a challenge, say, oh, I used to be like that. I'm in this book. Read this. This is, I was there. I know what that's like. You know, that people share of themselves is such a gift.
You know what? I have also some extra copies of the book, and tomorrow I'll be there again at the office, and I find the lady and give her the book.
That's a great idea.
That's awesome. Great idea. Thank you for inspiring me.
You're welcome, and you can tell her you spoke with us and that
yes.
We say hello. And we
oh,
hope
yes,
to meet
I will do. And I will invite her to come to the workshop in Hamburg. She's lovely.
Excellent. We have one other person holding.
Okay. But before we take him, I just want to remind everybody, normally when we come to Hamburg, we meet on Tuesday night for Tuesday Night Alive. And this year, we're doing it on Monday Night Alive. So just a shout out to everybody before we forget. Thanks for speaking today. We look forward to seeing you next week, and we're going to take our next caller.
Efren.
Are you with us?
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Ariel Chaya.
Hi. Thanks for patiently waiting.
Oh, I'm happy to. You guys sound today.
What was that? You broke up.
Oh, I said you guys sound great today. I loved listening in today.
Oh, that's great.
Well, you know, it just goes to show that you can be great and your body can be sick at the same time because Shia's got a cold and he's, you know, physically more under the weather than I've seen him in years. Physically challenged. Yeah, so
what can we do for you, sir?
Well, I'm having a great day. I was thinking, fabulous callers and so insightful. You have something you say about the weekend workshops. I've attended a number of your weekend workshops about the workshop begins when you sign up. And
yes.
I very much feel that about today, both in listening to your radio show and calling in, because this entire day has just been so easy. And, you know, you were talking to Stephanie about being kind. And I had an encounter this morning with someone at FedEx office where I was just really kind, really listening to them. And I found a way to work into the conversation, about, the things that you say, to this person. 'Cause they were talking about, you know, being a bicycle messenger on one hand, but also having dreams of doing something else. And just the idea of, you know, be there for everything you do. And you'll be
yes.
the best bike messenger and ultimately the best whatever. So
yeah.
It was just a fabulous morning and a fabulous day. So thank you.
You're welcome. I love that you just said that because, you know, the world needs to know that. The world needs to know that whatever you're doing is what you're supposed to be doing. So do it well and stop complaining
yeah.
that you have to. And that you're saying it to somebody else is what I would have said, so thank you for saying that for me.
Well, cool. I was glad to have that information to share.
Yeah. And,
you know, it sort of leads me to my question, because I think that, you know, the way I approach today, the ease with which it flowed, the productivity I was able to enjoy had so much to do about this call, and you were on my mind. So I acted, you know, as if you were with me all day. And I guess that's my question about when I don't have that sort of, you know, being there radio show in my calendar, how do I sort of have days, mornings like that more often?
Well, you see, if you start operating like what you're doing is what God wants you to do, I don't want to blame God, but I'll blame God for a minute. As if it was dictated by the universe, as if it's truly
inspired.
If it was truly your life choice to be doing what you're doing right now, you'd do it and you'd do it well. But it's all those side thoughts about I could be doing something else, or what I should be doing now is something else. Then you distract yourself from what you're doing. You don't do it with excellence. You don't do it as though it's your idea. It's not your life. What you've been describing, Efren, is about how when you engage in your life like it's your idea, magic happens.
You know, the other thing, Efren, is that if you don't normally experience what you're experiencing today, my guess is that you sometimes mistakenly think you're alone. So you tuned in to this network of people that you've connected to, that you've created. You have this experience for yourself. You're using us as a most wonderful device for that. But I think from time to time, things appear more difficult because you think it's you all by yourself trying to accomplish things. And when that happens, the daffodil in front of you doesn't matter. You don't see the magical differences in clouds every day. I mean, clouds are just amazing. Even on days when there aren't any, it's like, wow, it's blue sky. And then when I know in Manhattan, like when you're in New York
City, if you can see the sky,
that it's rare, but there's this wonder all around us if we're here for it. And that includes the community and communities of people that you're a part of if you allow yourself to be.
But if you're complaining in your thoughts, then you're not here to see the magnificence of your life as it unfolds in each moment, because it's never the same.
Yeah. No, I get that. Thank you very much. And the part about, you know, the feeling alone is very appropriate for me. Thank you.
You're welcome. And, you know, if you find yourself feeling alone, just flick your awareness out, and there are lots and lots of people who love you. By the way, we have, you know, very, very little time left till the end of the show here. It occurs to me that a lot of listeners don't get our newsletter. If you'd like to get our newsletter, The Excellence Club and A Taste of Excellence, then all you need to do is go up on our website, transformationmadeeasy.com, click A Taste of Excellence. We have videos, audios, articles there waiting for you, and you can register for our email newsletter. Thank you, Efren, for calling today. It was really sweet speaking with you, and hope to see you very soon.
All right. Thanks so much. You will.
Excellent. And we'll be back next week, everyone. The next week's show is, oh, I know that already. So join us next week. We'll be back. Come on back.
And don't miss being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.